This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of Shades, a new album from pianist and composer Andrew Hill. Hill recorded several well-received albums for Blue Note back in the 1960s, when that label was setting the standard for mainstream modernism. Since then, Hill's music has drifted further from musical conventions, but Kevin says Hill has actually drawn from the language of his predecessors.
One of the commonplaces of jazz criticism is that the late Thelonious Monk has had little influence on other pianists. And yes, it's true that he spawned few outright imitators. But a number of piano players have tuned into Monk's ideas about using silence, space, and whimsy as elements of style. The best of them have taken those ideas and applied them to their own sounds. Take Andrew Hill, for example. He was born in Haiti and raised in Chicago, and has recorded for a number of labels since the early 60s. But his new album on Soul Note, Shades, is his first in 6 years. The reason Hill hasn't recorded much lately is that his style has gotten more eccentric as time's gone on. He'd always been a little left of center, but by the end of the 70s, his solo music had become so elliptical, it was almost as if he had a 3-second attention span. Shades finds Hill in trio and quartet settings. In those familiar formats, it's a lot easier to hear where, or who, he's coming from. His tune Monk's Glimpse makes sly reference to Monk's version of the old kindergarten hit This Old Man. And like his inspiration, Hill can be most radical when it's someone else's turn to solo. Unlike most accompanists, Hill doesn't mark off the chord changes as much as he provides a running commentary designed to encourage but not restrict the player who has the floor. In this case, the veteran tenor saxophonist Clifford Jordan. Andrew Hill and Clifford Jordan on Monk's Glimpse. There's more to Andrew Hill than a Monk strain. He can also play chords as lush as Liberace's and has an approach to small group organization beyond even Monk's. When Hill plays one of his tunes, it may be hard to tell where the written part ends and the improvising begins. He seems to start paraphrasing a melody from the opening bars. And his compositions are full of playful misdirection, little false endings and unexpected shifts in rhythm. On Ball Square, the trio of Hill, bassist Rufus Reed, and drummer Ben Riley pass the melody around from instrument to instrument. Even the drums have their say. And while no one raps out a steady beat, no one gets lost either. Each player is rhythmically self-reliant. Thank you. I suggested earlier that Monk's influence on other piano players is more apparent now than it used to be. One reason it's easier to hear where his radical ideas have gone is that, as time passes, it's become easier to hear where they came from. 40 years ago, Monk seemed to exist in a vacuum. Nowadays, it's more evident that his style is an outgrowth of the stride piano school of the 1920s. Although Andrew Hill has absorbed a heavy dose of Monk, you don't hear those stride echoes in his playing. But that's not a problem. What you don't use is as crucial to forming a style as what you do use. If he sounded just like Monk, we wouldn't be talking about him. The point is that Andrew Hill's music is firmly rooted in the jazz tradition, no matter how off the wall it may sound on first hearing.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat, Cadence, and Jazz Times magazines. He reviewed Andrew Hill's new album, Shades. This is Fresh Air.